Well, can you really limit what people are paid or how their rewards are structured in a capitalist economy? And what other changes in rules would you like to see in return for the taxpayer bailouts of the financial system? Well, John Hartigan, you're the only one who's a chief executive here, so what do you say?
Well, look, I accept that I'm in a privileged position. I find many of the packages that both locally and certainly in the United States just toxic. They're just obscene.
In their amount or in the way they're structured?
I think both. But I think that once you start trying to put guidelines around it, and I think that there are ways you can do it, and I think we're already seeing shareholder power significantly challenging managements of big companies. But I think you've got to be very, very careful that, you know, greed is something that you can't regulate. And greed... there are examples of it in the United States that are sickening. But to try to put KPIs around it is possible, and certainly the option side of it and the bonuses side, you can. But I think as a result of this, you're going to see that shareholder power will go to yet another
level. Couldn't you simply say, about the bonuses, couldn't you simply say it is not right, it is not possible under APRA rules, for instance, to award a bonus on the simple writing of business, that you've got to reward a profit made in the company over time, maybe over 5 years, that if you give out options, they can't be options that are in the money straight away. They've got to be options that demand that the company makes money over a substantial period of time.
That makes sense. But again, you're looking at global talent competition for that. So, you know, many people are upfront being given these bonuses written in as part of luring them to, in this case, Australia. So, yeah, look, I think that there needs to be much more transparency about the system, and I think that's the shareholder function. That's how, you know, our capitalist system
works. But Turnbull's right, isn't he, when he says that, you know, there's been a lot of business where it's sufficient to, if you're in the building industry, it's sufficient to get to win the tender. That's what gets you the bonus, rather than whether your company makes money 5 years down the track, you know, when it's finished the building. You know, if you're in the banking business, just to get the loan signed, you get a bonus.
Sure, morally, you know, you're on high ground, but actually... putting it into place
to legalese
is going to be very difficult.
What's wrong with something like that? Surely that's a big enough difference. If someone gets paid, if the cheapest person gets paid $35,000, then 40 times that for the chief executive. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Look, it's not. You know, I agree that there are levels that you find become obscene. But in the case of Macquarie Bank, which it's largely this APRA supervision is aimed at, you know, I think that they've got a situation where they've made a lot of money for their shareholders, huge amounts of money until
created a business out of nowhere in a way.
Huge wealth. Yeah. Now is they need to put some rubber on the road and show what the quality of the management is. And in return for that, you could argue that some of their packages might be seen to be legitimate. But, you know, the upscale, it's easy to ride the wave. It's when you get the cyclical downturn that you see the quality of good management.
No,
I think the most recent example was a colleague in New York told me overnight that someone on Wall Street said that this downturn was worse than a divorce.